are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's Rhea. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful one out there.
What a beautiful morning it is, indeed.
Had a nice little shower this morning, and now we've got the sun out, so it's going to be nice and comfortable out there.
Finally, right? After this weekend, we need it.
But we're going to heat back up by the middle of the week. That's kind of how it goes.
Don't tell me. I do not want to hear it.
But boy, oh boy, this is a... seems like an extra busy week for you.
It is an extra busy week. So we have a long list of things that are happening. So I'm going to jump right in. Summer camps are in full swing. The one this week that is going on is actually sold out completely. We're all full.
Oh, wow.
Our archaeologist camp. Super excited for that one, but it doesn't stop. Tomorrow is the first day of our preschooler camp, Ready, Set, Science. So for 4 weeks in a row, every Tuesday from 1 to 2:30, the little ones are going to explore science and how science can explain the world around us.
Oh,
so there's
fun.
Lots of activities. There's lots of experiments the little ones are doing. It's going to be a blast. So it's four times starting tomorrow and then every Tuesday until August 2nd.
Oh, very nice. They will have a lot of fun.
Oh, they will. They will. And then again, it doesn't stop. Next week, our summer camp is called Baker. So kids are going to look at where science and art intersects, which is in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
They're going to look at sourdough and what makes sourdough tick. So it's not just, it's really the looking at baking in a way, what are the processes behind it? What is the chemistry behind it? What is the chemistry that we can use in the kitchen? And what is the biology too? Because, right, the yeast and all that. So they're going to look at... how can we make art in the kitchen?
Well, that's pretty
delicious
neat.
Delicious art.
Yeah, because looking at baking a little different way than I'm sure they've been exposed to before. So
exactly.
That'll be fun.
Those are fun ones that are coming up. And then again, this week is the kickoff of a huge campaign for us. What we're trying to do, so first of all, tomorrow is the day when the James Webb Space Telescope releases. They're releasing the first images from the telescope. Not just the calibration images, which were already amazing, but actual images of data of what the telescope is seeing out there. So we're super excited. And so we are one of the first places that are allowed to show them officially. So we're getting those images right off the telescope, so to speak, tomorrow. And so we're going to use those and show them as fast as we can. So on Friday, we're going to have our Discovery on Tap, our every third Friday for adults event.
Right.
And this week, we're going to do it at the Discovery Center, not at the St. Charles one time, just because we're going to show those images and all of our systems that we have. We need it dark. We need it set up right.
Yes.
So at the Discovery Center this Friday at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7, we're going to look at those first images from James Webb and talk space.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be super exciting. And then on Saturday, for our Starry Saturday event, we're going to show those images again and going to have a family-friendly event around James Webb and thinking about how do we get those images? What are they going to be doing with this? So looking a little bit behind... not just behind the images and what the data tells us.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That is something I've been looking forward to. I've,
Those calibration
images, they were fun, but it'll be nice to see a little bit more of what they've been capturing.
Absolutely. We cannot wait. And one of the things that is going on, we're going to show those images on a flat, our big screen, but we can't show them in our dome yet because our planetarium, unfortunately, is not set up right now to be able to do that. And so we're trying to upgrade our planetarium. So we're starting a campaign. This is kind of the kickoff this week with the James Webb Space Telescope images of collecting donations to see if we can upgrade our planetarium. And so that campaign is called Starstruck South Dakota. We're going to have actually a couple of events during the summer that are all kind of within that realm of stargazing and trying to raise some money for our planetarium. So if you consider all of those events that we're doing around James Webb are going to be free, but if you would consider donating a little bit towards our new planetarium, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
You can do that online, sd-discovery.org. You can find all the information for it and Starstruck South Dakota. For
That would be a great upgrade because planetariums are so much fun and all the different things that you can do.
It's so much fun to be in that, not just with it, right? That's
exactly.
Kind of the thing, right in the middle. Something that is immersive where you have the images all around you, where we can fly to the stars and then show you what you can see there. that's what we're trying to get back to.
Excellent. Good to hear that. Plus, you've got workshops and other events coming up.
We do. So it's a little artsy week, I think, because on Sunday, we're going to have an artist from New York come, Michael Albers, and he is going to do a workshop on pop art. So if you are not familiar with pop art, that's kind of, it's a very modern way of art. And it, you basically make collages out of little pieces of cardboard. And so we've been collecting cardboard boxes for a while for cereal and other things that are nice and colorful. Right. And so that is his medium that he works with. So he makes amazing images and with that pop art. And he's visiting us, which is really special. So from 12 o'clock on Sunday to 4 o'clock, he's going to be there. And you can just come on in. It's a free day for everyone. And you can do pop art with an artist from New York.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I know. It's going to be amazing. Yes. And the other thing, too, we have one more thing. Mm-hmm. Little Wings on the Prairie is coming up this Saturday. And of course, the Discovery Center is going to be there.
Yes.
So it's at 9 o'clock from 9 to 12. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. We're going to have the Story Saturday as an hour place. So we're just busy this entire week. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, that, yeah, there's always fun stuff going on. It just
there it certainly
seems
is.
Seems like extra for you, though.
Extra fun this week. Extra fun this week.
And if people want to learn more about the Discovery Center, all the different programs that you've got, where would you send them, Rhea?
First thing, our website, sd-discovery.org. We are on Facebook. Our events are all on Facebook as well and in other places. You can always give us a call and just ask and say, hey, I didn't quite get that. There's a lot of information that you just heard.
Right.
Can you just tell me what's going on? 224-8295 is our phone number. Or you can stop by anytime. We're open from 10 to 5 all of this week. And then Sunday we open early at 12 from 12 to 5 for our artist workshop.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's so much going on all the time. But
sure
summertime
is.
Really ramps up for sure.
It does. And I don't know why it's all culminating this week, but we're going to have fun this week.
Most definitely. Well, thank you for stopping in today.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
All right. There's Rhea from the South Dakota Discovery Center. Yeah, stay up to date with all the great goings on there online or just stop in and they'd be happy to tell you all about it. The Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.